And welcome back to another episode of Mass Monologues. Today I have with me a poet, Casey Nelson. Do you mind just introducing yourself? Tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got into writing.
Yeah, sure. So thanks for inviting me over. So I'm Casey Nelson. I started writing a long time ago, actually. I think I started writing when I was a kid, like short stories, and then I got into poetry when I was in my teens, early teens. And since then, I've just been writing poetry like forever. I used to write it more frequently before, but now just when I get time and I'm inspired, I'll write something for my Instagram, for myself. And then I post some things on my Instagram.
And what inclined you to write poetry instead of writing a novel or any long form type of writing?
I did start writing stories, and I did write actually a novel, which I haven't published yet. But I first got into poetry. I don't know what it was about poetry. I think I always liked reading it. Since I was young, and then I don't know, it just came easy to me, and it was like a platform I had to express myself, my feelings, my thoughts, and it would just come out like in prose. And, and I liked using metaphors to say what I was feeling, and it just went from there. And then it started changing throughout the years, right? The way I wrote. And at the beginning, I think I would write about my feelings, and then afterwards, like anything would inspire me, not like only something going on with me, but you don't always get inspired by yourself anymore after a time. So then you get inspired about other people. Or
did you have any poets that you aspired to be like when you were first starting out?
Not really, no. I do get, and I always have, and I still do get a lot of inspiration from music. So sometimes like I'll listen to something and it'll just inspire me to write something, like the emotion it brings out or what the story is like I'm interpreting.
And when you're writing, do you have a routine for your writing? Do you think I've got to write every day in the morning, or do you write at night? Or is it just whenever inspiration strikes you?
Now it's whenever inspiration strikes me. Before, I think many years before, I would write at night. I remember at the end of the day, it was like a diary. I had this little diary with me. And then at night, I remember I would sit down on the floor in my room and I would just write and write. It was like a diary. And now it's whenever something comes to my mind, I'll write it down. So it's not really, I really don't have a structure anymore, which I used to before, but yeah.
And before you started writing poetry, were you a huge consumer of books or novels, other forms of poetry?
Yes, I've always been an avid reader of books, fiction especially, and I've always read poetry. I used to recite it in school. I used to do a lot of school plays. So something I was always surrounded around.
When you write, I know it's an art for poets where they have to condense something that might take up a paragraph, two paragraphs, an entire page into just a couple of lines of verse. How do you go about that? Do you start off with just one line and an idea and just build upon that? Or do you write an entire paragraph, a page, like a journal entry, and then condense that to a couple of verses?
You know, it's changed a lot throughout the years how I'll do it. Before, I would write verses and I would continue from there. I used to have very long poems, which now I don't. Like now, sometimes before it would take me longer to write because I still like to write them long. But now, because I don't write them as long as I used to before, I'll just write it, whatever comes to my mind that second. And I'll write it down and then I'll just leave it at that. I won't continue it. But what I do get a lot now are just like small verses or words or phrases that come to my mind, and I'll write that down. And if I want to continue on that, I will, or else I'll just leave it at that.
Yes, and I've just been scrolling through your Facebook page and your Instagram, and I've noticed you use a lot of humor in your writing or the things that you post. How do you weave humor into your poetry?
I'm not sure. It's just what comes to my mind. It's weird because I get these characters in my head. And whatever they're whispering to themselves or they're whispering to me to write, I'll do it.
So you're developing this character inside of your head, and then you write a poem through their perspective, their lens.
More or less, yeah.
When you first started out writing poetry, did you have friends who were doing the same thing, or was there a community that encouraged you?
When I started writing out, no, actually, it was something personal I used to do. It was more like an outlet. My friends were into other stuff, but I would share it with them sometimes, but it just came natural to me, and it was an outlet to express whatever I was feeling.
That's why normally musicians, poets, any sort of creative starts out, it's an outlet to express themselves. And I love that self-expression, especially when it comes to poetry, because poetry is such an experimental genre where you can write about anything more or less. Do you have certain topics that you write about and only that you write about, or do you go beyond anything out there and just write whatever that comes to you in the moment?
Yeah, no, I don't have topics. I just, whatever comes to me in the moment.
For your poetry, do you do a lot of brainstorming where you just bring up a page, a piece of paper, and start writing all these ideas down on a page? Or how do you combat writer's block? Do you ever get writer's block?
Oh, yes, I do get writer's block. How do I combat that? I don't know. I would. It really depends. My mind has always been very active and I've always had that creative side. So I become more writer's block when I'm pressuring myself to write something instead of letting it just be natural and
Blow out. There are days when you find that you have more ideas, there's more inspiration compared to days when there's not as much inspiration. And could it be possibly because of the environment you're in or just what's going around in your surroundings?
yes, definitely. There's days that there's nothing for me to say, or I'm just too busy and my mind is just occupied with work or daily stuff, and I'm not honing into my creative side. So those days, the words are mute. There's nothing there.
Is there a specific environment that you believe is more conducive to your inspiration or your ideas? Maybe you're out in nature or maybe you're around friends. Do you find that so one of those environments leads to more ideas?
Not really. I find writing, it's a solitary thing for me. And so I have to be
More or less on your own.
on my own and more,
Environment.
it's not in like in a busy environment.
When you draw inspiration, do you ever listen into people's conversations or just hear what other people are saying and then write about that? That turns into an idea, or do you watch movies? How do you get inspiration to write your poetry?
So I get it from a lot from music. Could be like from a story I saw, and depends if the story evokes something within me, or sometimes a friend or someone's going through something and that will give me inspiration to write.
So,
Or
do you have any tips and tricks to tailor your writing to be more relatable so that other people can see whatever you're writing and say, oh, I feel exactly what she's saying. I know what that feels like.
I don't believe that there's really something I do. It's, oh, do it this way. I think we're all different and our inspirations come differently. And I might be writing something that was something personal to me and it will resonate with someone else. Or I'll write something that has nothing to do with me or nothing to do with anyone. It's just something that came to my mind that people will resonate with it or interpret differently than why I wrote it. I just think that whatever is there, just write it down and don't expect anything from it.
When you're Looking back on all the poetry you've written, do you go back and edit it, tweak it, change it, or how do you know when a poem is complete?
I think now I know it's complete when I don't feel like there's more to put in it. Like I said before, I still like to have very long poems. So it would take me a while to finish them, which now I'll just write it and that's it. I'll leave it at that. I might come back and see, oh, maybe this word doesn't sound good or something like that, but I really won't mess around with it. I'll just leave it as it is.
When it comes to poetry, do you pay a lot of attention to how words sound? Do you use strict rhyme schemes or do you just keep it the same syllable, the same, I guess, pronunciation of the words?
I think before I used to pay more attention, I used to like to have things rhyming a lot, which now, not really. When I read it, I wanted to have a flow and for it to make sense.
Rhythm.
Yeah.
I've noticed when you read song lyrics, a lot of the times they're not strict rhyme schemes. They'll be slant rhymes where it will somewhat rhyme, but it won't exactly rhyme. It has that same sound to it and it flows when you read it out loud. Do you find that reading song lyrics or just taking inspiration from music helps you to implement that into your poetry?
When I listen to a song, I don't know if it's the rhythm of the song or what emotions I get from the song that inspires me to write the poetry, but I wouldn't really say it's the structure of the song that does it.
Do you have certain structures to write your poems in, or is it different every time?
It's different every time. I just let the words flow and that's what it'll do. I'm not that fussy with it anymore like I used to be at the beginning. Or I used to use a lot of metaphors before, which I don't think I do as much anymore.
Just for other poets out there, are you ever worried if your poem sounds a bit too generic or your metaphors are metaphors that everybody else has heard before? How do you go about changing it up and making it unique?
I don't think I really think about that. Not in my poetry. I think that's more in the stories I write, which I haven't really put out there yet. I do put snippets of things I've written more in stories that I put on my Instagram more that can sound like part of a poem, but they're part of like stories I've written.
Those stories that you've written, you said you were working on a book. Do you go and release parts of that book on your Instagram or your social media platforms as you're writing it? Or do you wait until the end to post snippets of it?
No, if there's a phrase that I liked or part of what I wrote within the story that I like, I'll post it, even if I haven't finished it yet.
Do you seek feedback from family members or friends? Do you go to your friends and say, hey, can you read this for me and tell me your thoughts on it? And then do you use that feedback, apply it to the next stories you write or the next poems?
I usually do it for the story I'm writing or I wrote. I'll show it to someone. Oh, what do you think about this? Not so much as for my poetry, but more for the stories. Oh, what do you think about this? Does it make sense? Or do you think I should change something? Or what vibe do you get from the characters or from the scene? So I usually do that. And then I'll go in and edit something in the story, depending on the feedback.
Would you say that for writers, for poets, for story writers, authors, how would you go about approaching negative feedback? Have you ever gotten any negative feedback? Or how do you just have a positive attitude when it comes to the feedback or the input you receive from others?
I think I'm always open to positive criticism. And of course, sometimes like you, maybe you'll love something you wrote and someone else won't. And it might bum you or maybe not, or you'll just take it in and work through that. But then of course, there's like always negative input that's not really constructive. And then I'll try not to let that one bother me, right?
Yes, it's always funny when you hear feedback, because I believe there's two types of feedback. There's constructive feedback that helps you grow and get better. And then there's people who will just try and deter you from continuing on with writing or put you down. And that type of feedback is negative. You don't want to listen to that feedback because that's never going to be helpful. But if you can have feedback that maybe it's not exactly what you wanted to hear, it's, I think that your character needs to be more developed, or I think that this rhyme scheme isn't working here, or this isn't sounding right, or you need to fix this up. That type of feedback is invaluable to your growth. And I think overlooking that criticism where it's so negative as thinking, oh, they're just saying this to put me down, and thinking, oh, maybe I see what this person is saying and I can actually work better at that.
Yes, exactly.
Can I ask, how long have you been doing writing for? Has it been a while now? And how have you seen yourself grow from when you first started out to now?
Oh, yeah, it's been a long time, especially in, it's funny because I've seen changes on how I write and how I get inspired. And sometimes I'll go back and read something I wrote many years ago and I'll be like, oh, I improved. And then other times I'll read something, I'm like, wow, how did I write that? I wouldn't be able to write that now. And I'm in awe how I wrote it before. And I'm like, oh, now I wouldn't be able to write something like that. And am I that good anymore? So it's interesting the way I see things now and how I interpret it. And sometimes, oh, that was great, I would be able to do that now. And other times, like, oh my gosh, how did I write that? Now I'm way better, or something like that. So it depends. Yes.
With creatives or artists in general, it's so funny because you can be starting out and create something amazing. And then later on going in your career, you look back at all the amazing things you've created and you think, how did I do that? And sometimes it's just the moment, or it's the theory of having more work, more content. The more writing you write, like the more poems you write, the more stories you write, the more of a chance that one of those is going to be high quality. And there was actually this study that was done, I was reading about it, and it was this class who was a group of photographers, and one teacher told a group, you can take as 100 photos, it doesn't matter what you take, but you'll get an A if you take 100 photos. So it was their quantity. And then the other teacher said to this group, if you take one photo, it just has to be the best photo. And it turns out that the students who took 100 photos, who had more quantity, took a better photo compared to the person who just took one high quality photo. So sometimes it just is having that quantity. Quality has to be there, but as you progress, that quality gets better and better. Do you find that with your poetry and writing?
Yeah, I think the more you write, you become more ripe in it and you hone in more the skill.
Yes.
But too, there'll be something like maybe you wrote before and you're like, how did I ever write that? But I think it's just whatever in that moment, or how you used to write things, or maybe you just don't feel as confident doing it in the present as you did in the past. So maybe you see it differently then. You're like, oh, how did I do that before? And now I'm not that great, but maybe it's just the way you are. You feel in the moment that you don't feel you're doing your best.
And with that, I'd like to finish up this podcast episode. Do you have any social media channels or links that our audience can come and see?
I mostly right now share on Instagram. I do have a Facebook too, but I've actually neglected it. I had to go and post there too. I used to have blogs before, but I don't have that right now. If they go to my Instagram, which is Casey Nelson, so it's KCN-Writes, and that's my handle at Instagram.
And with that, I want to say, if you listeners like these episodes and you want more podcast episodes, please do share with a family member or friend. So we'll see you next time.